I'm going to read two prayers that are in it as part of the communion time. So I'm going to read the first part. I'm not going to read the traditional from the Bible. I'm going to reference it, of course, but I'm going to read these prayers, and they're not really communion-related, but I'm going to force them to become communion-related. So that's my privilege with the microphone. So they're really deep and they're really good, and let's do that together. So I'm going to read the first part of the first prayer right now. Lord, there are times when I need to be an island, set in an infinite sea, cut off from all that comes to me, but surrounded still by thee. Times of quiet and peace, when traffic and turmoil cease, when I can be still and worship thee, Lord of the land and sea, full tide and ebb tide, let life rhythms flow. Ebb tide, full tide, how life's beat must go. I really love this beautiful picture and I picture myself kind of being on an island, just surrounded by an infinite sea, and I can't see anything. But I'm not alone on that island, and neither are you, that Jesus is there with you. And communion is more than just something we do together. It's a personal thing between you and your communion and your relationship with Jesus. And that on that island, there's an infinite amount of resources, that you're fully stocked, and that Jesus has things for you, and they're personal to you. And it's a reminder that that what Jesus did on the cross is not just for the world, it's for you individually, that he loves you. And that sea, that infinite ocean, is just a small picture of his unlimited grace and unlimited love for you, and inexhaustible resources to refresh you when you need that. You know, when you're called upon to pray to someone, you don't do it in your own strength. You have an unlimited amount, a bank, a vault of resources at your disposal. His love is for you and the source. And I think of this story with the woman at the well who was talking about water, and Jesus says that, if you'd ask me, I'd give you eternal water. You know, you have to keep coming back to this well and you get thirsty. And I love how Jesus starts off by not pointing out all the different things she's doing in her life to fill in the vacuum in her heart. What he does is point to the source. The source is Jesus. It's him. And when you're overfull and when you're abundant and your heart is full, those other wells don't seem as tempting because you're full, you're satisfied. They don't have a pull on you. And that's not something that people can do for you. That's actually the individual part of faith where Jesus can meet your individual needs. And he's here for you today. I'm going to read the second prayer that's related to the first. Lord, I must be part of the mainland. The first prayer, he's in an island. Next one. I must be part of the mainland, a causeway between me and others. There are times when I can only find thee in working with my brothers. Times of business and industry, freeing ourselves from captivity. It's when we give a helping hand, we meet you, Lord, of sea and land. Ebb tide, full tide, let life rhythms flow. Full tide, ebb tide, how life's beat must go. So two different prayers. One, you need to be an island. I need time alone. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. Not in any religious way, but I need him. He's my life force. But I also need to be together. Jesus didn't create hermits. He created people that were going to live in the community and be with each other. And that's why we're here. We're here together right now. And let's continue to be for each other and find ways. Were we not out of our own strength? Remember, our strength is coming from the island, right? Unlimited resources. But we encourage each other. We give to one another. We help each other out. C.S. Lewis had this cool, kind of a sad story, but cool story. There were four tight friends, C.S. Lewis, and Tolkien was one of them. And one of their friends died. And C.S. Lewis said, it wasn't just sad that his friend died. It was now he was not going to be able to see. He was also losing a part of his other friends. Because now when that person, Charles, who died, he would never see how Tolkien would react to a Charles joke. That he had lost something, a part of each of his friends. And that all of us have this different, and he uses to compare that God's glory is just a huge kaleidoscope. And all of us have a different facet of it. And you'll never figure God out on your own. But all of us have a little part, and we have something to share with each other and something to learn from each other and receive. And that's the way God made it. You know, talking about the body, there's a there's a bit of a part that makes the whole picture, and we get to be a part of that. So you're very valuable and needed here, part of this this body. You're needed, and you have something to give, and you can receive. Don't ever cut that down. You have lots to learn from other people and to see the different facets of God's glory. So communion, we're going to... We're going to go to the back and get the elements ourselves, the food and the drink. Not wine, I don't think. No? Okay. So we're going to go in the back and take it, and you go back to your tables and just take it together, and I'll do a prayer before we do that. So go ahead and go get the elements, we'll call them, crackers and the juice. Tobias, get some communion for Mama. So, I'll do a group prayer, and then we'll take them all at the same time. How does that sound? If you take it ahead of time, no problem. If anybody's unable to get up and go get, maybe lift up your hand, and somebody will bring you something, or will bring you the communion pieces. So lift up your, oh, nice try, Bun. You got loads of energy. I've seen it. Okay, I don't see any hands up, so I'm assuming everybody had a chance there. I'm just going to just focus on the very little words that from the Lord's Supper that Jesus said that I think are the best to remember. And that is when he said to do it in remembrance of him. So let's just do a prayer together, and then we'll take the elements. Remember, we're doing this to remember Jesus. Jesus, so we thank you, Lord, that... that no matter what's going around us, we can escape to that island in our hearts, where your glory, your love stretches to further than our eyes can see, where we have no needs. There's no needs. There's no scurrying about. There's no figuring things out. You've taken care of everything. Lord, may we escape to that place often, as you did up in the mountains and prayed, Lord, that we'd find you there. That it's not something we have to do works-wise, but we need to do for our soul, that we feel a desperate thirst for it, that the more we go, the more we want to return. And we thank you, Jesus, that we can go there and that you did this individually for us as well as for the world, that you are interested in us and you love us. We thank you for that. And we thank you, God, that we can come together, that you cut down barriers, you give us the tools we need to forgive people. As we think about your sacrifice, as we think about the things that cause bitterness and strife, as we look to you, Lord, those things fall away, the things that seem so important. And we just pray for this body in Maranatha to continue to grow in love for each other. In your name, Jesus, amen. So do this in remembrance of him. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. That worked out pretty good. Hopefully you all... Had a time remembering, and that's something you can do every time. The eating and drinking is just a reminder to remember Jesus at any time. I live in St. Malo, and when people pass away, everybody's very quick to, especially if they're age over a certain age, they're very quick to kind of say, well, they lived a nice life. Maybe that's everywhere, but they're always wanting to kind of move past the grief part. Like, well, they lived a good life and all these things, but there's... There's something inside us that rages against death and this idea. And it's not just, teenagers that are kind of reckless and they want to, they don't take their life into account. But there's something inside us because God set eternity in our hearts. There's no, for us, 100 years, there's at the place I work, a lady just turned 100. And that seems like some kind of achievement. But in heaven, she's a youngling. She's an infant. And we think so smallly in years. So it is sad. When those years are truly cut short from what God intended, but at least we can grieve. We don't have to grieve like those who have no hope. We have hope, but it's natural to feel shorted, because those years are robbed from us. But we will be returned and more. Are we going to invite Riley's here? Where is he? Riley, okay. A better applause. Let's give it a nice welcome to Riley. There we go.
Good morning. So I was asked to share up here for about 5 minutes or so. So I was thinking what I'm going to share on is something that I learned during my lecture phase of my DTS. But I kind of thought it'd be kind of fun to do something with the kids first, and I thought maybe we could do something that I did during my DTS outreach. So some of you kids want to come on up, and adults too. If you want to come up too, it's fine. All the adults did this dance too. So just want to line up here. Maybe just a little bit further away. Just a little bit. There you go. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, you come on out. You can come on up too. Okay. So I'll teach you guys the verse, and then you can sing it with me after, okay? So the song goes like this. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. And then that's basically, it's a really easy song. And then just follow me, all right? So can you stand on up? And if you guys want to join still, you guys still can. All right. So, I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. Woo! I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. Tap about deep down, down, deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Thumbs up. Tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Thumbs up. Elbows out. Tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. Woo! I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Thumbs up, elbows out, feet together. Tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Thumbs up. Elbows out. Feet together. Knees bent. Tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Thumbs up. Elbows up. Feet together. Knees bent. Butt up. Tootsie wootsie. Tootsie wootsie. Tootsie wootsie. I love my Jesus. I love my Jesus. Deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down. Deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down. Deep down in my heart. Thumbs up. Elbows out. Feet together. Knees bent. Butt out. Head back. Tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie, tootsie wootsie. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. I love my Jesus deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. Way to go, guys. Well, got my workout of the day. So something that I was going to say, something that I learned during my DTS was about salvation. So when I first accepted Jesus into my life, I accepted him out of wanting to go to heaven and not out of relationship. So I was afraid of going to hell and I didn't want to go there. So I wanted to go to heaven somewhere better, right? Well, I can't remember which lecturer it was who said this to me, but they had said that Jesus came to earth to give us a relationship with him, right? He didn't come here just so he can go to heaven one day. He came here so that we could have a relationship with him again. I am really tired. So he wants to have a relationship with us, kind of like he did back in the beginning, right? So in the beginning, Adam and Eve and God had this really close relationship. They could be together whenever they wanted. They can get to know each other. They can go for strolls through the garden, right? But then the fall came, and that wall was put up. And they could not get together anymore. They couldn't go for walks. No matter what they did, they could never come back together again, right? So Jesus had come to this earth to cross the bridge, to cross the barrier, and tear down that wall so that we could be together again, right? He came so that we could be one with him once more in a way that would be even better than it was in the beginning. And so this has really like rocked my view of how I wanted to do evangelism in the future, or of how I wanted to like just spread Jesus to people, right? Originally, we used to kind of do it the old-fashioned way, right? You don't want to go to hell, right? So you should accept Jesus into your heart so you can go to heaven. Well, yeah, that's true, but it's not the whole picture, right? The most important part is that Jesus came to this world so that you could have relationship with him again. He came to this world so that we could experience the love that he has for us again. Like, he's always loved us. He always has. It's never stopped. But we have stopped seeing that love when that wall went up. And so Jesus wanted us to see that love again. And so that was really something that, one of the many things, really, that God like impacted me with during my entire DTS. There's many different things, but this is one that really stood out to me and something that God really wanted me to share today. So, yeah.
Awesome, Riley. Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you, Riley. As you can see, I was never out of breath after that dance. And I apologize for anybody over there that saw too much flesh when I was turning around. I used to do a song like that, same thing in YWAM in Mexico in Spanish, and I could do it in like 30 degrees heat and for like hours. I cannot do that anymore, but I'm glad I came up, Riley. Good. Workout for the week. Let's invite Roger up, and he's going to finish us off with a word from the Lord. Okay. I buffed it up too high, but he's gonna finish off the service.
That's one thing David Main said to me once. He was interviewing me up north, and he said, "We need prophets in this land." And he said, "Roger, prophesy." And I just started to say a prayer, but then, you know, when you put in that sort of a spot, the words begin to flow, and God always has a word. In season, so thanks for putting me in the spot. But okay. I wasn't planning to prophesy this morning. But
if anyone can take it, you can.
Both Stephanie and Riley have something in common. They both come out of Maranatha Church here, and they both kind of got started at the YWAM Turner Valley base, either in a DTS or a SBS, and. And now they both have been on staff there, but I believe they're both coming back to Maranatha to help us to see discipleship training take place right at home base and moving outward in outreach, because that's what we really need to see in the local church. So we bless you, Riley, and we bless you, Stephanie, but we're still always preparing for something greater to come. And one of the things, like Riley just mentioned, about the importance it is to understand that Jesus took the initiative in coming from heaven to earth. Our help is coming from heaven. And that's, I really wanted to just talk about this prayer initiative we're having during the second week of January, from January 7 to 11, between about 9:30 and 11 o'clock in the mornings, and 7 o'clock and 8:30 in the evenings. The church here will be open. We want this to be a time where there will also will not just be singing and praying in the Spirit, but there will be singing and praying with their understanding, and also a chance for you to share any needs you have that we can come into agreement with heaven, because we know our help is coming from heaven to earth. My son Sherwood said on Christmas morning something that I asked him to write down. And he said this, he says, "He came from heaven to earth to show the way. But contrary to this divine flow and order, our political, economic, education, and other spheres and government systems attempt the opposite. They seek to build from earth to heaven. Like the Tower of Babel, they use the material world and its tools to attempt to reach the internal world of the spirit. And the result is chaos, division, confusion, and mess. So often we need to pray in the spirit and know that our battle is not with flesh and blood. Praying in the spirit tears the veil and opens the heavens to the incoming kingdom. Sometimes our most powerful response and posture is in waiting, watching, and praying. And in the morning prayer times we've been having with Elaine leading Tuesday mornings, Friday mornings, we've been starting to do a lot more praying in the spirit. And Bonnie here has been a part of that. And she's experiencing, I think, the beginning of a transformation in her own life, a greater freedom in prayer. So Bonnie, would you just come up a moment here and just share what you have experienced, a greater releasing of what God has deposited in you. And it's beautiful to see what's happening.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, so this morning I came to church and I'm physically exhausted and I'm emotionally torn. And Roger said, oh, did you get my email? I was like, no, I don't think so. Well, I in the email I asked if you'd mind sharing this morning. I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'd love to. And the reason I said yes, I mean, everything inside of me wants to say no. I guess there's a few reasons, because really, honestly, who's ever said no to Roger? I mean, if the man asked me to jump off a bridge, I probably wouldn't. But sharing church, I think I can manage that. And the second reason being is because I feel the way that I feel. I know that that's the time to say yes, because I feel defeated and I feel like I'm losing. And Christ says it's different than what I feel. And so I agreed to share. So what I want to share is that I think it kind of started that Sunday morning that we had. I don't know if you guys were here, but Roger was encouraging us to pray in the Spirit. And then Daniel came up and played a song and told us all to shout. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not really a shouter. And people often tell me when I'm struggling, just get in your car and yell. But what they didn't understand was I would try that, but a sound wouldn't come out. Even in my car by myself, there's something that was gripping everything inside of me that said, no, I'm not going to let you do this. And so it was a struggle for me. But that morning, Dave Dirksen was behind me, and that man was yelling. And I was like, well, if he can yell, then I can yell. And I didn't really yell, but I said something. And so I was like, okay, I did good. I managed to get something out, and yay me, and kind of went on my way. And I felt kind of the way I think a lot of people feel, like, this is just silly, and why do we do this? And, you know, we don't have to, you know, be like this. We can, you know, we'll be okay if we're not like this. And, you know, all the things that go through your mind. And anyway, so then that following week, Tuesday and Friday mornings, during worship here, we were praying in the Spirit, singing in the Spirit, and I just joined in, and something inside of me just came out, and it was good. And I didn't understand it, but it was good. It felt good, and it felt right. And I knew God was doing something inside of me. And so as things in my life were, there's turmoil in my life right now, and as things were getting harder, there was a day I was just really, I felt like I feel today. I was, like, really struggling. And I just took a deep breath, and I closed my eyes, and I was like, Lord, like, you're here. And it was in that moment I actually saw, we often hear, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think Carol posted something a while ago that said, the light's actually inside of us. It's not at the end of the tunnel. It's actually in us. It's actually right here. And that really hit me. And I think that had been kind of playing in my mind. And that day I was really struggling. And I think it was a Friday morning here during worship. And I just took a deep breath and I quieted myself and I closed my eyes. And I could see, the Lord showed me the light inside of me. And it was a bright light on the inside of me that shot up and shot down. And it was real to me all of a sudden. And I still don't fully understand it. I just go with it now because it's good. And it's who God created us to be. And I don't think we always have to fully understand. I think sometimes if God shows us that, you just walk in it and you just trust that God's going to do what God wants to do. And we don't have to have it all figured out, because I don't have everything figured out. I'm far from that. And I can walk in the assurance that God does, and I don't have to. And that brings peace too. And so anyway, I think that's all I want to share today.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, so there's an insert you can read. It talks a little bit more about this prayer initiative, but we really want to see the Spirit of God come forth from within the body in ways that will fill wherever there's gaps, wherever there's disconnect, wherever there's a sense of being isolated, or how does my part fit in to the bigger picture? The Holy Spirit is the integrating factor of each and every individual part, of each and every individual member of the body. And so that's what we're focusing this week of January 7 to 11 on praying and singing in the Spirit and also with our understanding. But there's also times to share. So wherever you're at, if you want to come and soak, but we encourage you to participate and trust God to open our eyes to the one who lives inside of us, who is really the answer to our prayers, is often right under our nose and we don't even realize it's there because we've been blinded. I'd just like to read this quick insert from Gary Stratichuk, who sent this note to me last Friday. He said, "I'm glad to hear that Maranatha is having a time of praying and singing in the Spirit." Now, there are many different ways to pray in the Spirit and sing in the Spirit, but speaking in tongues is certainly one of them. He says, "I believe that praying in tongues was what solidified the foundation in my life and in our relationship. For years, I had longed and prophesied to Ruth Brown, that is, that dance would return to our worship. And now I see that it's gone beyond whatever we were before or wherever we were before. I also believe that corporate praying and singing in the Spirit will take us to a new place in the heart of God, individually and corporately. Through these individual and corporate practices, we'll see the issues with adoption and mental illness supernaturally dealt with. I believe for years that the next corporate move of God will be in the area of mental illness. Thank you, Jesus, for your favor and grace in our lives. You alone, Jesus, is all that we ever need in anything. Lord, give my friend wisdom and favor and grace and health liberally so that all can see how big our God is." Amen. So just one last quote here from Corey Russell, who just spoke the other day at the One Thing. It'll be the last One Thing gathering they're having for a few years in Kansas City. He says, "Prayer is not about having the right words or the formula, but it's sitting long enough at Jesus' feet where your deep cries out to his deep and pulls something holy out of his heart." So that's why it's important we take time just to sit at his feet and to share our heart from a deeper place so that he can share his heart on a deeper level, and we'll start to see answers like we've never done before. I've asked Elaine, we're just going to close now with perhaps one of the songs we'll probably be using this coming week, but there'll be others, just to encourage us. If you just want to sit and soak, feel free to do that. But if you want to enter in and just release your heart to the Lord, we just want to close with this worship number, if we could. So if we're ready for that, let's just close our eyes and focus in on Jesus and release what's inside of us this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. Lord, we just pray for a greater releasing of your presence among us. We welcome. I thank you. Your presence is here. Lord, you're as close as our mouth and as our heart. And if we will believe your word and begin to pray what your word is already declared is our true identity as sons and daughters of the living God, we are going to see your children start to be revealed. I'm hearing testimonies already of people right in this fellowship who are seeing God do powerful things. He's using very, very ordinary people to do extraordinary things. So expect more of this in 2019, greater manifestation of the presence of God that's already been there. And he loves us. Amen. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. So God bless you. And we'll share more on this next week again. God bless.